Welcome to the Joan of Arc Patriot Podcast. My name is Sharon Rogels and I'm your host. And this podcast is for hardcore Christians who understand the hour we are living in and who are not afraid to talk about the hot topics. Thank you for joining me. This is a vision the Lord gave me in the third week of May, and I'm just posting it now. And this is a word for Texas. So I'm just going to share this with you here.
So in the month of May, in the second and the third week, the Lord gave me three different visions. And I already shared one of them about the great divide that is coming to the Catholic Church because they are drinking from the cup of the unholy communion. And I already shared that in my last video. But this one, the Lord gave me a vision and it looked like a painting. And this painting like came alive. It was of a group of cowboys. And these cowboys were riding the terrain. And the dust was flying, and they were dressed with everything a cowboy would have, their hat and their scarves and their guns and their ropes on one side and all that. And as I'm watching this painting come alive and I see these cowboys come through the painting, I just kept getting the feeling of the Mustangs. You know how the wild Mustangs, they run together and they run in a pack. And the first thing that I heard the Lord say was, Texas cowboys, saddle up your horses, get ready to ride and ride hard. And then the Lord said, the dust is going to fly. And then my attention was drawn to the horses. And I kept getting the feeling that the horses of heaven are going to be riding with the Texas cowboys in something that's coming up. These guys were on mission. They were focused and they were going somewhere. They were called into action. And it was like the feeling of their, when you look at their faces, they're whooping and they're yelling. And they're just like so eager to ride. Like this is what we were born for. And the lead guy in the front, he had a cowboy hat and a scarf around him, and he just had his arm up, you know, and his one hand's on the reins and one hand just up in the air, like, he, you know, so at ease, so comfortable with what they were doing and riding these horses. And I kept getting the feeling that the horses of heaven, the power is in their hooves as they thunder across the land. The earth is going to shake and the dust is going to fly. And it goes along with what the Lord told me before about the hurricane that's coming. The hurricane of heaven is going to come and debris is going to fly. There's a shaking and a quaking that's coming. And the Lord wants to encourage you Texas cowboys. And when I get the word cowboy, it's not just cowboys on their ranches, but it's also the Texas Rangers. It's also anyone who's fighting for the red, white, and blue that lives in that Texas area. And I kept getting a feeling like something along the border. I don't know, between Texas and Arizona and what is going on, but I feel like there is something that we aren't necessarily aware of, but the Lord is going to call his red, white, and blue people into action. And Texas is going to be one of those that is going to get the attention of the nation as they stand and as they fight, just like what we're seeing with the Governor DeSantis in Florida, how every state wished they had a governor like him because of everything that he's doing and saying no to the globalist agenda. And he's standing for his people in his state, and everything is going well. We need to be praying for him, because when you stand up against the elite, they don't like it, and they try to do things to stop the work and the progress of the Lord, right? That's in Scripture. They're always trying to start battles and fights, so we need to pray for all these people that are standing for God and country. So the other thing, that as these horses were riding by, like they came through, like this painting, and then they kept going. And every single horse had a round brand on the back of their thigh. And it was just an American flag, but it was a circular American flag branded on their thigh. And it was just like, you knew that these guys were standing for the red, white, and blue, for the country, for God, Christian cowboys. And I just kept hearing that song that I heard when I was a kid. And it says, if you're a Christian cowboy, you have the saddle of God's word. And it talked about going to save the lost. You're either riding for the devil or you're riding for the Lord. I can't remember all of the words. And it talked about, you know, the devil is a rustler, and he tries to steal, you know, the cattle and the cattle. And so, but the Lord is going to raise up his cowboys, his Texas cowboys, to say no. And the Texas cowboys, the patriots, those that are standing for God and country, who I believe they have weapons, and I believe that they know how to use them. They're trained in this. Like, when you see those cowboys walking, I mean, riding through, they know the terrain. And the feeling was like, we were born for this. Now we finally get to do something. We finally get to take out evil. We finally get to show up together. And it was a powerful thing. And when those horses of heaven start riding, that thunder and their hooves are going to cause these shakings and these quakings in the earth. And it's going to cause the dust to fly. So it's going to be exciting times. And I believe there's always a spiritual meaning and a physical meaning. I believe that the Lord is also saying, Texas, get ready for your revival. Revival is coming. The hosts of heaven is coming with you. The dust is going to fly. The whirlwinds of the spirit as well. But I also believe this has to do with some physical element because there was a breach in the border. I keep getting this thing about there's a breach in the border. And it's not just with what we see in the news, with all these people coming in. There's something else that's going on. I'm not exactly sure, but I really feel strongly, which is why the Lord is showing these pictures of Texas Cowboys needing to be called into action. Something else is going on. They found out about something, and they were needed to come and defend their state, and really it's defending the nation, because when one state stands for God and country, then we know that everyone else, you know, like when we look at the governor of Florida, we all wish we had a governor like him because he's standing for the rights of the people and for faith and for freedom and for the Constitution, and that is what every single state should be doing. So we need to keep the Texas in our prayers, keep Florida in your prayers, also Arizona. I know with the whole fraudulent votes and the counting of all the ballots and all that's been taking place, but I also feel like maybe there's something more that's coming because now that China is being exposed with Fauci's emails and they're realizing that they're going to be accused before the world and the world is doing trade with them. Right. So if they are exposed, if they released this COVID-19, which is now showing up in the lab, showing up in the emails, the connections between Fauci and the Chinese and the money and everything else. Just like the Lord's been saying for the last 2 years, everything that has been hidden will be revealed. Everything that was done in the dark and whispered in the corner is going to be made and brought up in broad daylight and in the news. So we're seeing that happen. So as we see the exposure start taking place, the enemy is going to fight. Now, if China is going to be exposed, I'm going to expect China to fight in somehow and in some way. They are very smart. They have a lot of technology. They have a lot of, they also have a lot of people as far as military goes. So I don't know. I've just been praying in my spirit that, Lord, please stop any attack that the Chinese might do on our soil or any cyber attacks. You know, we're hearing about things like that in the news. We're hearing about also like Bitcoin or these financial things that China owns. I guess they mine 64% of Bitcoin. I mean, I just heard about that. I just saw something in the news. I'm thinking, gosh, you know, China is everywhere, you guys. And they have been trying to buy up our farms, buy up our buildings, and buy up so much that a lot of people aren't really aware of. And so I'm just thinking, you know what? If they're exposed to the level that they are being exposed at now, I think we should expect some retaliation somehow. But it's our duty as Christian warriors and prayer intercessors to be praying that it's limited, that there isn't injuries, that any incident happens, that God's people and the protection on our country will be here, right? So keep praying for Texas, pray for Arizona, pray for Florida, pray for these states that are on the front lines in the sense. And the Lord's going to ride with you, Texas Cowboys, and you, you know, even the militia, you guys who are standing for God and country, and you don't like big government because of all the things that we see happening in the administration that we have right now. But God's got his hand on this country. The destiny of America will be fulfilled, and we are going to go through more shakings. So get ready for the decade of God's demonstrations, justice and judgment, and also disturbances. To cause the Great Awakening on an ongoing basis. Things are not going to be the same ever again. We're going into a new era. It's going to be good for the kingdom of God, and it's going to be punishment and shakings for the ungodly. So this should cause us to stay really close to the Lord, right? It's not something to be afraid of. I didn't get any kind of fearful thing with this. I just saw that the Texas Cowboys, it was actually exciting. It was like, wow, something's going on, and they're riding. So you know it's going to be taken care of, like it's already done. The Lord's already got it covered, but we still need to pray into these situations. And we need to pray for these states that are really going through a lot of hell on the borders and all these children that are, you know, being processed through and all the evil guys that are also coming through. So let's keep that in our prayers. And protecting, you know, the West and the all areas of our country. The East Coast and the West Coast is what I was trying to say. East Coast and West Coast and on the border. So let's pray against the attacks of the enemy. And because the enemy wants to stop revival. He doesn't want that to be going on. Because when people turn to the God, then God has to judge our enemies, right? If our hearts aren't right, he has to judge us first. But then, according to the Bible, throughout Scripture, he always judges those who judge God's people later. So let's keep praying for that. And go Texas. I do have a cowboy hat, and I do like country music. So anyway, God bless all you Texas cowboys.